All right, here we go. It's Boots and Salutes on this Monday morning, 306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727. And you can start things off in Boots and Salutes this morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. I don't have a boot or salute. I just have a question. When is Victoria Bridge going to reopen?
In October.
In October. Oh, thank you. It's something I've been waiting for to drive across.
There you go. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Well, good morning. I want to salute my awesome brother, Phil Gerwing, out in Lake Lenoir for my free rider ticket and the free hotel room. And I don't mind the fact that he wanted poker. So awesome weekend, awesome game. Wow. It was the first time I've been there, so it was really great.
You like the new stadium?
Love it. Wow. Boy, the bathrooms are sure different. Remember the old urinal?
Oh, jeez.
The trough?
I was going to say, that goes back a long way.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Oh, good morning. I say I'd like to give Bill Black a big salute if he'd become our weatherman. If his cattle all join in the group together in the southeast corner of his pasture, he could phone in and say it's going to rain in 2 days. Our present weatherman, they're out to lunch.
All right, we'll go with Bill's cows.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd like to salute the Oscar Lake River Shane School reunion this weekend. It was a great job done. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. A big salute to all the school bus drivers out there on their first day back in the job.
True. Good one.
Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'm a retired teacher, and I'd like to salute the people that make the school run, the janitors, administrative assistants, and the EAs. Thank you.
Absolutely. Great point. It's a whole effort. 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727, anything that might be on your mind. You know, I was down at the Labor Day Classic, and it was funny. I just love listening to people.
Right?
And so the one gripe, so again, things weren't going so well in the first half of the offense, right? The defense essentially scored, and we would return a punt, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so people were upset that the players would celebrate after anything, right? Anything that might have been good happened, the players would celebrate.
Is that right? And they didn't like that?
But could you imagine that in real life? Like, boom, I just answered the phone. Yes!
But imagine how much fun it would be working around the office.
True.
Right?
True.
Come on. Celebrate the small victories.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to boot all them lazy farmers that farm for grip.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute Christine Freeland, hardest working Ukrainian Canadian Yukon Malink.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. I want to salute the bus drivers also this morning, and especially Linda. I want her to be safe, keep between the ditches, and I hope Carrie has a good day at school.
All right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yep. A big salute to the even adults who are even attending the colleges, university, not only the young ones, but the older ones, too. We need education. Doesn't matter what age you are.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, Rider Nation. How's it going?
I think everybody's feeling pretty good in Rider Nation today.
Okay, well, is everybody still with Chris Jones or are they against him? I got Jack Daniels trying to figure that one out and Pilsner.
All right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I just want to boot all the saluters today. Too many salutes, more like the boots.
Okay. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'm a farmer. I'm as lazy as the day is long, and I don't plan on doing anything.
Boots and Salutes at 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727 this morning.
That's just a little example of what it's going to sound like in classrooms all across the province today. As kids come back and they're full of and vinegar.
Yep.
And they're going to be feisty today. It's going to be a feisty day in class.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'm glad the Riders won because I don't have to listen to all their whining and crying.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Hey, it was packed at Mosaic Stadium, wasn't it?
Sold out crowd, you bet.
Nice and loud?
Very loud. It's interesting, though, because of the way the new configuration is,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't know that it's full all the time. Because basically at the old field, right, you jumped over your neighbors and you had to do like the swim move to get to your seats, right? So you didn't leave. Now, because it's so easy to get up and down, go to the washroom, go to the concession, whatever, it doesn't always look full. Like, there's always big chunks of areas that aren't full.
Well, the south end zone, Pillow Country's always packed.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. And I think you need special seats to sit there.
Well, I don't see anybody sitting there.
Well, no, but...
standing there.
Okay, I think you need a special ticket to stand there.
Oh, is that right? I don't know. They won't allow me into everywhere.
Good point. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to boot all the farmers. Maybe they should try working and not complaining.
Oh, yeah. I love it when people do that to stir the pot, thinking that...
Hey, well, I do have to thank the farmers who came out to my daughter's wedding back on Saturday night, took some time off, and they were back out by noontime. Everybody was telling me by noon they had to be back on the combine. So they were out there probably with the extra earplugs installed just in case.
And everything went smooth?
Everything was like a dream.
Yeah?
Yeah, it really was good.
Father-daughter dance was good?
Everything was taken care of, my friend.
Yeah, you didn't have two left feet?
I didn't. I always have two left feet, but I managed to persevere. I appreciate my daughter's willingness to dance with her old man like that.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I have a boot and a salute this morning.
Go.
I'd like to salute the Saskatchewan Roughriders for such an awesome victory. Now we're in second place. However, I'd like to boot the guy that just called in about the farmers. Does he not know where the food comes from everybody in Saskatchewan? Quit playing about the farmers. This is their bread and butter time to make money. Thank you.
Thank you for the call, and I don't think he was serious. I think he was just
stirring
it up a little bit, if you know what I mean. Hey, I was wondering, when a project gets done, any road construction, highway, city of Saskatoon, rural municipality, is there quality control done?
Like, oh, there has to be, for sure.
Somebody goes out and says, hey, this isn't good, redo it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're sure of that?
I you know what, I've never actually seen it happen, but I am sure that it does. When you're talking about the millions of dollars that we spend every project on road work, oh yeah, for sure. There has to be. Why would you ask that question?
Well, I was brought to my attention a road project that was recently completed.
Right.
So paving and everything was done in the rain or whatever. So I guess you can pave in the rain. I don't know. I'm not a paver. But you could see water was pooling, right?
Okay.
So continue with the project, everything like that, right? Keep going. So I give the benefit of the doubt that it's probably, if it's raining, maybe there was rainwater, right? But maybe, just maybe, a water line was nicked in it. And so they've had to redig up the road.
Okay.
That was just done.
Right.
So do we have to pay for that to get fixed again?
I don't know that. I'd have to look at the contract, but I am pretty confident that the way they're written is that the contractor would have to look after that.
So you're saying it's almost foolproof?
Nothing is foolproof, Dave.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Speaking of construction, went through the Chamberlain construction firsthand.
And how was that?
You do have to slow down 80 kilometers an hour. It's one lane either way. And coming out of Regina was worse, where they're doing that overpass on the north side of the city. That was worse. But they hope to be done Chamberlain and that project by the end of the week, if the weather cooperates. So it looks like a lot of it is done, and it's still a slowdown, but it's not a stop down, if you know what I mean.
Not like it was the weekend before, which blew the doors off everybody.
Absolutely. So should be okay. Again, everybody's getting back into routine today. People could be running late. Just slow down. You'll get there. And remember, the school zones are 30 kilometers an hour.
And when the bus has the little stop sign out the side, out on the rural, stop.
That's right.